The Cook County Historical Society works to collect, preserve, and share the history of this unique area. Currently, they are putting together a new exhibit. And joining us now is Carrie McHugh, director of the Historical Society, and with her is musician Chris Gillis. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And it's music. We hear music all the time, and Mark likes to always say, what do you always say?
You can't throw a beach stone in Cook County without hitting a musician.
That's good.
That's the idea.
And so now the Historical Society is going to look back in time, I assume, and tell us about all the other, I mean, we think about the musicians we see right now, but there's been a lot of musicians and music.
There has. In fact, we are going to cover up until right now and into the future, but we're going to head back as far as the 1920s and cover musicians starting then, kind of the era when the highway came through.
Did the highway help bring them up?
Well, I think it got them to their gigs, maybe. Brought people out to the dances in the 20s, 30s, and 40s at the town halls. But the overall theme here is, because music is such an important thing today, and it's such a featured attraction for our guests, we're going to highlight that as well. It really makes Cook County special.
Well, long before radio, just about everybody learned to play a musician, and just about everybody made sure there was music for the dance or the family event. And sometimes that kind of gets lost. I mean, there's lots of good musicians, but it's not everybody anymore that gets out and does that.
You're right, although there sure are a lot of talented musicians in Cook County all around at the churches and the schools, and a lot of important people have influenced others to go on and play music. I think of Harold Eichola as someone who influenced a lot of Cook mm-hmm. County people with his as a band instructor.
He certainly did.
Yeah, to go on and study music themselves.
Yep, and allowed a lot of the kids to go places, have an adventure. A lot of kids don't get out of the county, and those band trips is one of the first times you're going somewhere and seeing something else. So it's, in a lot of ways, yeah, very influential. How did you go along collecting a lot of these materials?
Well, we put the word out with the help of places like WTIP and our website and so forth, and we're still collecting. So
it's going to be an ongoing exhibit as people are interested in coming in, checking out what exactly it is that's going on in this room at the museum. We'll just see what's going on from there.
Is this going to be a noisy exhibit?
Yes, it will be. One of the featured items is the electric piano that my dad used to play at the East Bay Hotel in the Viking Room. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's going to be set up and turned on with headphones and a little sign that says, you know, welcome, play. And if you'd like to give the whole building a little concert, ask a staff member and we'll unplug the headphones. And it has built-in speakers. So, yeah, it could get noisy. Mm-hmm. Wonderful noisy.
We hope so.
Yeah.
Well, whatever made you think about this to begin with? What tipped you off thinking this would be great?
Well, Chris was the inspiration at the beginning of this project. We early on in a conversation had just acquired the collection, the Frank Gillis collection, which is just a wonderful grouping of memorabilia of Frank's time in Cook County. And Chris and I connected at some point and came up with this idea, and he had a wonderful concept, and I thought, we should go for this. Music is really key to our history and to our present.
Well, Chris, how did your dad find this place?
You know, it was Bernie Quick, really, was the root of all of this. And this is, we're talking late 40s now, when the Art Colony was set up in the town hall before it moved into the little Catholic church that it's at now. And Bernie brought up quite a few other act, some sort of ballet thing, I think, and a string quartet and some other odd thing, just to bring some culture up to the area here. And they all performed at what is the high school auditorium, I believe. Maybe some of that happened in the town hall as well, Carrie.
Maybe so.
Yeah. But one of the acts that he brought up was the Doc, very famous then, the mm-hmm. Doc Evans Dixieland Band in the Twin Cities. And of course, my dad was the piano player.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc bought some property, and then he sold some property to my dad, and they started playing every Fisherman's Picnic. In fact, two nights, a Friday night at what we now know as Betsy Bowen Studio, at which was known then as the Grand Ray Playhouse, really, and a second night at Bethlehem Lutheran Church.
So it starts, and then you never know where it's going to end up.
Well, it certainly isn't ending, you know, yet, as it goes on here.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty neat, because really a person like your father could go anywhere and spend his time and play his music. So to keep coming back is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Go all over. And of course, we have lots of brand new traditions with music.
All kinds, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, when will this exhibit open?
We're opening May 23rd. Which is coming up rather quickly.
Does that time out just for Memorial Day weekend? Is that about right?
I think that is Memorial
that
Day
is
weekend.
Memorial Day
You're
weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be that Saturday afternoon. We'll have a little couple hours reception, and I'll probably play a little piano myself. Randy Sabine will probably play a little fiddle himself, and just to liven things up.
And make it a noisy exhibit.
Exactly.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. It couldn't be a music exhibit.
And, of course, then, as always, Mark knows exactly what I'm about to ask.
Will there be food?
Yes!
Well, there will now.
That's right. You tell them, kid.
We've been speaking with Chris Gillis and Carrie McHugh of the Cook County Historical Society. A new exhibit, Music from the Tip of the Arrowhead, will debut later in May. That's Memorial Day weekend, and contributions are still welcome. So you can give them a call. Call Carrie at 387-2883, or you can get to them online at cookcountyhistory.org. Anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm glad that you said contributions still welcome, because we, as Chris mentioned, this is going to be an evolving, ongoing, alive exhibit. So we will have our opening date, but we are fully expecting that people will continue to bring things in, and we really welcome that.
Well, excellent. Well, we're all excited to check it all out and maybe come and make some noise.
Good day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.